Every Matter.
To play your part in saving our planet, join the Add for Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win best solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at adfor.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Good afternoon. The headlines. President Hichilema reaffirms accused of bribing officer to free husband found with case to answer. And in global news, SADC team joins Mozambique flood rescue effort. With a 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed the UPND government's commitment to Zambia's economic reconstruction. Speaking when a delegation from JP Morgan Business Investors called on him at State House this morning, President Hichilema said his government has laid the foundation for economic growth through debt restructuring and restoring the rule of law. The head of state has further noted deliberate programs such as engaging the International Monetary Fund, IMF, clarifying that the program was structured by the Zambian government and not the IMF. President Hichilema also pointed to investments in energy and mining as strategic for Zambia's economic growth.
As you know, this government was elected on the platform of economic reconstruction, growth businesses, and that's why we battled one of the key things, which was to restructure the debt. But also, we had to do many things. We, restoring the rule of law, very important to us, because it's a serious component, very, very crucial component in getting the country to operate environment, predictable, and diplomatic.
Meanwhile, Artisan Partners portfolio manager Unoma Okolo commended President Hichilema for stabilizing Zambia's economy.
We've been investing in Zambia for years in the hard currency and the local currency market. Like my peers here, I also have to commend you. I think when you came into office, there were a multitude of challenges that you faced that really put Zambia through the stabilization phase, ready to pivot to the next phase, growth, more investment, job creation.
Two co-wives accused of attempting to bribe a police officer at Kawata Police Station to secure the release of their husband, who was in custody on an alleged incest charge, have been found with a case to answer. When the matter came up this morning before Lusaka Magistrate Anna Von Vas Holland, the two, 42-year-old Rebecca Mbewe and Fesavantu, were found with a case to answer on one count of corrupt practices, contrary to Section 19 of the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2021. The prosecution alleges that in April 2025, the co-wives conspired to bribe victim support unit officer Peggy Jimuga Malambo at Kawata Police Station by offering 4,808 kwacha as an inducement to unlawfully secure the release of their husband, who was detained on allegations of incest involving his 10-year-old biological daughter. Magistrate Holland ruled that the evidence presented by the prosecution was sufficient to place the accused on their defense and warned that the defense hearing will proceed on the 10th of February 2026 with or without the presence of their lawyers. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has reminded all broadcasting stations to put their editorial guidelines that categorically prohibit the hosting of individuals making false or misleading claims. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka this morning, IBA Board Chairperson Chikosola Chula says as the country heads towards the August general elections, the authority will enhance the monitoring of content by broadcasting stations in order to safeguard the public. Mr. Shula also expressed concern that despite being issued with warning letters, some broadcasting stations have continued broadcasting programs such as religious or traditional healers who make misleading claims such as promises of instant wealth and vengeance against lost lovers, among others, which exploit the emotional and financial vulnerabilities to audiences. He also announced that the cooling window, which is aimed at reducing operational costs during the load management, where stations switch off their equipment from midnight to 6 hours, has been extended to June this year. Mr. Jula further disclosed that IBA has lifted the suspension of 3 out of the 7 broadcasting stations that were closed last year for non-payment of annual licenses. At the same event, Phoenix FM Zambia was awarded as the most consistent radio station in Lusaka.
As we start the new year, the authority will continue to build on the achievements of 2025. For 2026, the authority has set 7 strategic focus areas. Firstly, and extremely important, is accelerating digital transformation. Secondly, enhancing and monitoring and compliance in view of the 2026 general election. Thirdly, strengthening stakeholder engagement. Fourthly, transforming the organizational structure, culture. Fifthly, supporting regulatory reforms by developing regulations following the enactment of the IBA Act of 2025.
The Zambia Qualifications Authority, ZAQA, has embarked on the development of national occupational standards in the energy sector as part of efforts to support government's energy expansion agenda. ZAQA Director General Mercy Ngoma says achieving government's target of adding over 2,600 megawatts of power to the national grid by the end of the year requires a competent, adaptable, and industry-responsive workforce. Speaking when she officiated at the opening of a workshop for the development of national occupational standards in the energy sector, which has drawn participation from the Ministry of Energy, Academia, and the Energy Industry, Mrs. Ngoma noted that the development of relevant and future-ready skills has become more urgent than ever. She said participants at the workshop will develop occupational standards for 6 critical occupations, namely renewable energy engineer, energy policy analyst, nuclear scientist, smart grid technician, energy efficiency specialist, and power systems engineer. Mrs. Ngoma emphasized that under the Zambia Qualifications Authority Act No. 8 of 2024, ZAQA is mandated to ensure that qualifications attained by Zambians are relevant, of high quality, and internationally comparable.
Zambia stands at a pivotal moment. The government has set an ambitious target to add over 2,600 megawatts of power to our national grid. To achieve this and to sustain the infrastructure being built, we cannot rely on yesterday's skills. We must embrace a diversified energy mix, expand renewable energy, explore the potential of nuclear science, and modernize our grid systems. None of this is possible without an adequately skilled and future-ready workforce.
In global news, a regional emergency team has arrived in Mozambique to help deal with the aftermath of severe flooding. The Southern African Development Community, SADC, has sent a specialist unit to support local authorities after more than 650,000 people were affected by weeks of heavy rain. The team, which landed in the country on Saturday, includes experts in logistics, search and rescue, public health, communications, and civil-military coordination. This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. Wait, taking flight on air and online. Online.
And now the business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga says the Mulungushi textile will officially open by the first quarter of this year once test runs are complete and engineers give the go-ahead by the end of February. This follows the commencement of test runs at the plant following the installation of new machinery and equipment under a $140 million rehabilitation program. In an interview with Phoenix Business News, Mr. Mulenga says the upgrade is sustainable, competitive manufacturing rather than short-lived, not politically driven, and will see the light of day at all cost. He emphasized that once certified, the plant will be fully operational within 2 to 3 months or sooner without any delays.
This now is a declaration and testament to the country that we have done overhaul of equipment. Brand new equipment is in place. Zambian cotton farmers have produced cotton, whom we funded.